Hello, hello! Welcome to Black with Sugar, your weekly podcast with Kezia Mack and Nadia Aita-san. Kezia, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, hello, guys.
Today, we wanted to talk about something very serious. So recently, I've been watching the French news and trying to keep up with it. There is this guy, Patrick Poivre d'Arvor, that has been accused of sexual harassment by young women. So for the people who don't know, Patrick Poivre d'Arvor is a very well-known news anchor in France. He was probably on TV for like, what, 20 plus years, 30 years?
Plus 30 years.
Right, so we know this guy since we were a little girl. He was on TV all the time.
You call him Patrick Poivre d'Arvor, a.k.a. PPDA.
And he's also a very well-known and recognized writer.
Yeah.
So it was really surprising. And then I watched the news in New York and Cuomo, the same things. So me and Kezia, we started this conversation about, okay, what is going on, you know, with this sexual harassment things. And I think it's also related to the Me Too movement.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. And obviously, there is a bunch of stories that's coming up. Like she said, we've been catching up on the news. So, and I think it's just a back-to-back thing where you was like, oh, Kez, did you hear about the PPDA thing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, did you hear about the Cuomo thing? So it's just like, I feel like every week there's like a new case or there's something coming up. Someone is accused of something. So, and I guess Cuomo, he's going through the same thing where several women came forward, accused him of sexual harassment. And so during the conversation, we were kind of going through the details of things.
And we were actually disagreeing on some of this stuff because I am personally very, very suspicious. And Kezia was like, oh, but you don't know what's the state of mind, right?
Honestly, we don't know this woman. I don't know this woman. So, and again, we're not here to judge. We're here to obviously have a conversation.
But I'm not judging them. I'm just looking at the fact of what they were saying. Right, so for example, in France, PPDA, I mean, that's what we call him, sorry. Patrick Poivre d'Arvor. Yeah, Patrick Poivre d'Arvor. The girl who accused him was Florence Porcel, right?
Florence Porcel,
yeah.
She's a YouTuber slash writer.
But she was contacting him to get some advice, you know? And she said that between, what was it,
2004 and 2009.
That she's been raped two times, but in between she had consensual relationship.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, it's very confusing. So he raped you, you say that he raped you, that you felt very unsettled, but yet
she mentioned many times that she was not safe being alone with him.
But so yet she contacted him again and went to his office again and requested for whatever it was that she needed help with.
Yeah.
So, and then she said that it was, she was under his influence and power, and I mean, come on. She's, you know what, if you tell me that for a teenager, I totally agree, 100% possible.
Yeah.
But you're 21 years old, now you're not taking responsibility for what you did. You know exactly, you know, you're old enough to have sex, you're old enough to drink alcohol, you know, old enough to drive, yet you're still saying that, oh, I was so impressed by him.
As far as her, I think she was very impressed by him, almost obsessed, I want to say.
I think so, yes.
And then again, I don't know the woman, but I feel like if you go out your way to reach out to someone who hurt you, either something wrong with you, and like I said, I don't know you like that, and I don't know her like that, but for me, it's like, if someone hurt me, why would I keep contacting him? Why would I keep seeing him? And obviously, it was for a long period of time, 2004 up to 2009, and in between, you say that you had sex with him, and it was consensual, so it's like,
that's crazy.
I don't know. Like,
this is crazy. So you're confused. So if you're confused, it's confusing. How the guy's gonna know? You know,
it's like she's confused
too. You didn't want to have sex, but you didn't say no. But I don't know.
You're scared of him?
Because the first story I heard, and I thought it was funny, because the first story I've heard about her was, he put his hand, you know, I went to meet him for a meeting, like a work meeting, and he put his hand in my panties. And I was like, Kizia, like, how is that possible? You know?
I was trying to figure out the process of what letting someone do that.
How does it work? Like, you're going to, you know?
I don't know. I guess. Depending on what you're wearing, did you came with underwear, or were you with a skirt? I don't know.
Did you just looked at him and said, oh, what are you doing? I don't know. So to me, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that she's 100% lying. I don't know about that. I just think that the story is suspicious. And this man was also around very beautiful women, you know.
Yes, very successful women.
He had a lot of power, you know, in the media industry. But he was, you know, very powerful. And he was around all these beautiful women. Yeah. And never anyone says anything.
Yeah.
And now there's this, like, slash writer. I don't know what she wrote, by the way. I couldn't find it on the internet. But for sure, she's a
YouTuber.
Some type of YouTuber.
Some of the videos has a little, they were a little bit
whatever.
Weird. Like, I don't know.
But it's just a little bit difficult. And I'm sure she's going to hate what I'm saying, you know.
It's all right.
But yet, it's okay. You know what?
It's all right.
Okay. Just prove me wrong. You know, give me enough information for me to believe your story.
Yeah.
Because just saying that, because whatever she said right now,
it's not adding up. I think that's what
for
you
me
want.
It's yes,
it's not adding up for
not,
you.
It's not. And let's talk about Cuomo. I wouldn't say I don't like Cuomo. I just think that politically, I didn't like the last decision that he made.
Yeah.
For New York City. I think the first one were really good during coronavirus. You know, I think everybody felt, okay, he's taking things by hand.
Yeah, he handled his stuff.
But I think it lasted too long. It should have opened up.
I think people need to get back to work. And obviously, I don't follow politics like that. But it seems like people now are not necessarily happy with him. So for them to show that they're not happy with him, all of a sudden, there's those stories that's coming out. So
the timing.
The timing is just a little,
timing,
you know.
The timing, to me, that is just a little
funny.
Yes. I mean, if it happened at another time, I'd be like, okay. But all of a sudden, when they were, you know, wondering if he's going to be a governor again for New York State, from what I understood, he wanted to represent himself again.
Yeah. They asked him if he wanted to run for president. He clearly said no. He said for governor, I think, yes, yeah.
And I think a lot of people didn't want to. Now, I don't know enough about the stories. Apparently, there is several women that says that he did something inappropriate. But
I think also when you say inappropriate, obviously the difference of the culture, us coming from France and Africa and having a different maybe mindset.
Definition for what's inappropriate and what is appropriate,
facts.
Right? And I'm not saying that because I'm having a glass of wine. It's cultural.
It's
here,
cultural, yeah.
Men and women relationship, it's very codified, I feel, especially at work.
Oh, yeah.
But in France, it's changing a little bit, but we're still very relaxed. And in Africa, forget about it.
C'est la fête, comme on dit. But to come back to Cuomo, for example, that one of the women, was saying that he asked an appropriate question. Now, my take is, I have a conversation with someone and you are being inappropriate, my first thing was going to be like, oop, let's just stop the conversation right here before he goes to the wrong place. And for me, it's like, why these women didn't check him or stop the conversation right here and there? If you feel like he asked you a question that you didn't like, you could just say, hey, Mr. Cuomo, back up a little bit. I don't like your tone and I don't want to keep going with that conversation. Bye. And that's my thing. I don't feel like they making a stop at the right time.
I think she could have, you know, I mean, she could have said, I don't like old men. And
yeah,
I think
and that question was just like,
understand, right?
Yeah. And then the question was, I think, something like, oh, do you like older guys or something like that?
Yes.
And it could just be like, that's none of your business.
Yes.
And keep it moving.
An intimate question. Apparently, he was asking some intimate question. So here's my thing. I can see some men, and I've seen it in New York City, that can be, you know,
a little pushy.
Yeah, a little very pushy with women, very arrogant, very confident, and sometimes really not nice people. Sometimes they can be really...
No, they are really like...
However, that doesn't make them a rapist. That doesn't mean that, you know, they sexually harass you. Okay, they maybe show interest to you in a way that you felt uncomfortable with, but you're at the liberty to say, hey, you can stop it. And maybe we should teach women that,
yeah.
You know, because I don't know. I feel like there is a problem here.
Yeah. And then again, like you said, probably culture-wise, because us, and I know many, many times we're going out and we have men approaching us and talking to us a certain way, and we're just like, no, you're not. So we're very straightforward,
yes,
with our words, and I don't think we ever went somewhere and someone crossed that line where he was too much. We put a stop to it, yeah, right away. So maybe, like I said,
but now some people say, oh, but every woman is different.
Every woman is different. Blah, blah. But at the end of the day, if it's a simple conversation and you don't like it, as a grown up, as a grown adult, you should be able to make a stop to this conversation.
Yes.
If it's simply a conversation and it didn't go past that,
it didn't touch you,
anything, you should be able to make a stop. And if it didn't stop, then yes, do the right step in order for that to happen. But seems like we've seen cases where it was conversation, and then from conversation went to something different. In my mind, and that's also me wanting to learn about other women's struggle, what is the step to stop something like that? Because I've never been in that situation, so I want to understand that. You know what I mean? I want to understand that, because me, thank God, ain't no man forcing me to do thing or nothing, because we gonna fight, and that's for sure.
But some of these stories are just, to me, they just don't,
they
make,
don't
sense.
Make no sense.
Like, for example, that girl, Florence Porcel, she said that the guy, she had a relationship that she, you know, a sexual relationship that she wanted,
yeah,
and other that she didn't want to. And one of them was, the second time she said he raped her, she said it was an oral rape. And that reminded me of Dieska with the maid, when she said that it forced, you know, her to have oral sex.
You could have bite or something.
I mean, how does that happen?
I'm not supposed to laugh, but
if somebody try that, I mean, close your mouth.
Like I said, you could have bite.
Try to open it. I don't know. Yeah, you can bite him. And she had, for example, the med with the Eska. I don't think she had any bruises, only on her private part. But I think, you know, apparently the guy is quite
chaud lapin.
Yeah, but now from what we, like, I saw a documentary, they were talking about it, and they say, yes, in bed he's quite aggressive, kind of, you know, but it's just how he likes sex, apparently.
Yeah.
And so it could be that he was just touching her, and I don't
know. I don't know.
I don't know, because I'm not sure I understood also fully what the medical report was saying. You know, they were saying that it was in, you know, bruises in her vagina. I don't
Something
know, inside.
Like,
I don't know, is that possible?
I don't know either. All I know is the major thing was more like somehow his sex end up in her mouth. And my point is,
but how?
How? And if that's
the case,
and
try.
If
we
and if
get like a dildo, and
let's if that try. Happened, why you didn't bite him? Or I don't know. You could have done something that could hurt him. And that's my point. Why you didn't try to hurt him when that happened?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know either.
I would love, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, when someone get arrested and they do like, what do you call it?
Chokehold?
No.
No?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know where your mind is. Chokehold? No.
That's a move when people get arrested.
They do reconstitution of what happened.
Oh, okay.
I would love to see the reconstitution of that. You know,
I would love
the
to.
Guy, you know, DSK didn't have a gun or anything with him. So his story was, no, it was just consensual, you know.
That's what he said. Yeah.
And you remember I had a friend who worked at the Sofitel at the time.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes,
when
yes,
this
yes.
happened, Dominique Strauss-Kahn was, how do you say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Maybe it's the
it
one.
It was.
No, but he wanted to present himself for the.
For the election. For the, it was election years.
Election
years.
Yes, it was election years, and he was a. One of the candidates, and everybody was really happy about this. You know, we're like, this guy is going to be good for France.
We
he
had
was very
hopes.
Smart guys.
We had high hopes for him to be
yes.
the president.
He was the president of the FME as well. And he was taking
very smart
good, yes, very smart guy. So my friend worked at the Sofitel, and I called her. She wasn't there that night. However, she said to me, she said, Nadia, something happened, but I do not believe that the story of the woman. And I said, why? And she said, well, first of all, she says she didn't know who he was. That's impossible because we have briefing with the staff.
There's a protocol when there is high profile.
They had like announcement everywhere, especially where the local, where the maid goes and all the staff goes downstairs.
I'm sure they probably have like staff meeting on who is who, the high profile, you know, things like that.
Yeah, so they have
pictures probably on the wall.
And where it says, okay, we have this client in this room. This is a VIP client. Please make sure that, you know, you're treating him well, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, this guy was, you know, was a big deal.
And I think he was a regular at that hotel, right?
And my friend was telling me, you know, she said, if somebody need a prostitute, you just can just call the concierge and they will do it.
There you go.
I mean, they don't talk about it. That's what concierge do, apparently.
Oh, no. He, you know, things like that does happen, you know. But
yeah, it's very discreet.
That's none of our business.
And he does have a reputation of being, you know.
A womanizer.
Very, very sexually sexually active for his age, right?
Oh, yeah, after what we saw on the Netflix thing.
We were watching the documentary. Okay. Yes, and the guy, it's so funny because they described this situation where he was in a hotel in the north of France.
In France, yeah.
And where he had a guy that calls prostitute for him. Again, that doesn't make him a rapist, you know. He's a pimp. He's a pig. I mean, he's a pervert or whatever you want to call it. But he's not a rape. I don't think he's a rapist. And so this, they were saying, like, oh, he took one woman, go upstairs, come back, take another one. I'm like, well, Jesus, how many girls can he have in one night? Right? But I don't know. I mean, that story was weird too because the maid.
And you know what? What was the weird part of that story again? The timing.
Yes, exactly, exactly. The timing was weird, and everybody in France, everybody thought, okay, there is some type of conspiracy behind it.
Yeah.
Because also the maid received the payment on her account, like. I don't know. I think they say $60,000, something like that. That she explained in a very...
That was a boyfriend.
It was very shady.
Who had a business.
Who was in jail.
But he didn't have a bank account.
Yeah.
So he needed to put the money. I was like, what kind of person has a business?
But doesn't have
you got 60K, but you don't have a bank account?
Oh, and then they find out he was a drug dealer.
And come to find out the dude was in jail.
So you take the money of a drug dealer, you put it in your account.
He was selling fake bags. Apparently, he was selling fake Louis Vuitton or something like that.
That's what she said, but that's not what the police said.
But that's the point. And I think where her mistake was and the reason why DSK got away is because she didn't have her story together.
Yes. And
her story was too shaky.
But she also went to jail. She called her boyfriend in jail, and he told her, oh, I'm worried about you, what's going on. And she said, don't worry.
I got everything under control.
Yes, and this guy has a lot of money. I know what I'm doing. So, you know, here we go. But you know what? You just ruin somebody's life. The guy got divorced. You just ruin his life. And I'm sorry. Maybe he's a bad person, and maybe he does weird things in bed. But people who do weird things in bed are not
necessarily...
accuse them of something that they didn't do. To me, I think it's terribly wrong. But yes, maybe he's a pervert to have some type of kink or is a fetish or whatever it is that he likes. You know, people in bed likes what they like. You know,
yeah, that doesn't mean
that. That doesn't mean that they are bad people. That doesn't mean that they will hurt someone and hit them or whatever, force them. And I'm not saying it happened. Something happened.
No, something definitely happened.
She has sperm. You know,
whatever. Something happened. We just don't know why because we weren't there, and I guess we didn't get the camera
and
inside.
She's a big woman. Like, something. How can that things happen to be in your mouth? It didn't have a gun. That is very strange.
I'm going to need someone to explain that to me.
So I feel like sometimes those claims are just. Like a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt, yeah.
It's sometimes manipulation. Okay. Timing is very strange.
Because don't get me wrong, and I know you told me that before, we know for a fact women that use, you know, the fact that they are women to go up the ladders and get raised and whatever. We know that for a fact.
I knew someone who was sleeping with, yes, to get the job, to have raised, she was sleeping with the boss.
But it
wouldn't surprise me that in 3 months, oh, that was sexual harassment. No, 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 no. You knew exactly what you were doing, and you were doing it intentionally
to
get what you want money-wise because you didn't have the qualification. So same things for, with that guy, you know, with the actress. What is the name?
Weinstein.
Yes. Weinstein? So everybody's like, oh my God, this guy was a pig, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Well, he had I'm sure he's a pig, but I feel like some of those women went there because they wanted something out of it.
They Some of them took advantage of it.
And you know why? You know why I'm saying that? Because there is stories of different actresses, and I'm going to name one. Her name is Lupita Nyong'o, where she was put in that position, and she say what? She say no, because she knew what the man was about. Yes. She said no, and she's still a very successful actress.
And so, Jennifer Lawrence, too, I think she said the same thing.
And that's a fact.
I mean, come on, if the guy, if they told you, like, you're going to have to go to his hotel room
for what?
To do an audition, really? Well, can we go downstairs and can't we go to a studio? Like, isn't, I'm not even an actress, like.
Why are we going upstairs? Like,
it's kind of, I mean, you should know it's strange. Now, you know what? If the girls are very young, I can understand they can be very naive. But some of these actresses were not. And you know, one who really upset me was Uma Thurman. Because, you know, when there were this Me Too movement, oh, Me Too, Me Too, Me Too. And then she's like, oh, Me Too. Wait a minute. We saw a picture of you at the gala with him, you know, and they're like this, you know, hugging and, oh, I love you.
Oh, they got pictures with him.
I love you, RV. You're so nice. I love you. And then like, oh, no, he did that to me too. Oh, please. That's, I think it discredited the women too.
Yeah.
And it discredited women that, unfortunately, it would have happened to them.
In real life, yeah.
I feel like now, I feel all the time suspicious that, oh, because there's so many women, I think they're playing these cards, and it's going to backfire on us. That's how I feel. It's going to backfire on us.
It is, because people are not going to be able to basically define who's right and who's wrong, and they're going to put everybody in the same bag. And when you're going to have a real case, people are not going to believe you,
they're
because
gonna
they're
be
going to be tired of women, of people lying.
Yeah,
you know
they're
going
to be suspicious just like I am. And those guys, they lose their career, they lose everything.
You know what? Everybody, how do you say that in English? Everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
Guilty, yes.
And I feel like with all
we
of
don't
these,
give them a chance. No.
Yeah. All of that Me Too or all that stuff. It's like as soon as your name came out, it's over.
Yeah.
You're guilty.
Yeah.
You're guilty. And some people, basically, the funny thing is, my mom had a client recently, and she was working for a person, and basically that person client. Committed suicide, a very high-end chef in Paris, and apparently it was, I guess, from a Japanese descent. And that guy, basically, he couldn't take the fact that someone was saying that about him
because Japanese
you know how
big
that Japanese people are, very
this
proud and the shame
terrible.
And thing. And he committed suicide. So, and I think now his wife and the lawyer
this
team or whatever are fighting against that. But could you imagine that if that guy in real life is innocent, that means a wife lost her husband, a daughter lost her father, and you basically, you see what I mean?
Yes.
So that's why sometimes I'm like, make sure you have the right proof and your case is solid before you destroy someone. And I'm like, and like we said, we know that there is people that go through things and it's real, but there's for sure women who are using that the wrong way, and that's gonna backfire.
Yeah,
you know. And when you talk about backfire, what do you think the next step is going to be? Like, how do you think it's going to affect the dynamic between men and women?
Well, if you look already in the United States, when we came here, we were surprised of the codifiers.
Our work
relationship
is very
between,
difficult, yeah.
Right? At work, like the relationship between men and women. I mean, we don't have this in France or even in Africa.
We're a little bit more open. And
where
you
if you if somebody touch your shoulder at work, it's a male. And
girl?
It's like sexual harassment. You can, I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's... Now, if someone make you a compliment...
Yeah. Oh, you have a beautiful dress. Oh, he told me
sexual
I had a
harassment.
Beautiful dress. Oh, he wants to have sex with me.
No. He doesn't. He just said you have a beautiful dress. That's it.
And, you know, it's going to happen between women and women because I give women compliments all the time. I say, oh, this, your hair is so pretty. And, oh, I love your shoes. And
absolutely.
I don't want to have sex with them.
Yeah.
But soon you're going to be accused of that, too. And... This is
we need to draw a line
men
in
and women relationship, and already it's so difficult. Some people at work, if you're a boss and you have like women working for you, I mean, and you cannot even be in a room with them by yourself, because if she says something, you could lose everything. You can lose your job, your reputation.
Everything.
This is terrible.
Yep.
Like, we're going too far. Relax. Men are like, they're made like
men
this.
Will
they're
be
hunter.
Men.
Yes, they will try to seduce you. And a man that is showing attention or interest in you doesn't mean that he wants to rape you.
Yeah.
It just means he finds you pretty. He just say no. And if the guy insists,
like I said, there are steps
then
to things.
Yes, you know, if you insist and you made it clear that you were not interested, then okay, you know, you
if
can.
If he's going too far, then like I said, there is the police, there is the justice, there is like, for example, I'm going back to PPDA. If you say that you don't feel safe with that person,
why would you go back to see
and,
him?
But you say you're not comfortable being with him, and then, but you call him again, you want advice, I don't know, it's just like, it's too much.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
It's too much, so...
Or a man who had a relationship with a woman, it's totally consensual, and then the woman's like, oh, he raped me. Oh, come on. No,
and
I
mean, maybe because that's why sometimes they feel ashamed or they don't assume their...
No, sometimes it's just a vendetta because you just find out that the guy is married and you just want to go after him, but you can ruin everything
but
for him. Like,
see,
who does that?
That guy, Brian Banks, that athlete in high school who was... supposed to be drafted, I guess, in the NFL, and this girl say he raped him, and it wasn't true. He spent 6 years in jail, and she herself came forward and said she lied.
When?
Meanwhile, after he spent 6 years in jail,
Jesus, you see, that's terrible.
See, that's
so you know, you just
so
messed
wrong.
Up a young man's life. You don't know what happened in those jail. I mean, come on.
No, he just for me that girl. She need to give me that 6 years.
Yes,
period.
Exactly. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for women that come forward.
Absolutely.
I understand that, yes, some men are too much, and maybe that's the case for Cuomo, since there's so many ladies. I think there was like five women.
Five already, so be careful, Cuomo.
So definitely, you should read those things that you remember you told me in your company that you had to do that sexual harassment thing.
I was working for an agency, and when I came in the agency, it was crunch time, so... Obviously, I come in, and the funny thing is, like, every time I come in, they make you get those, I guess I'm going to call that a test, where it's about, like...
Sexual harassment,
how you got to behave at work, so, and I'm like...
And you didn't, and she didn't pass.
And
she
I'm
told
like,
me she
I'm
didn't
like,
pass. I'm like, really?
I didn't pass because we were at crunch time, so I was focused on making sure I'm on point with my work.
What were the questions?
I wasn't really reading, but I was reading, and, you know, the French in me, I was like, if a guy basically... say that to you, or if
like what? But said what?
I think if someone says something inappropriate to you,
like what? But it's inappropriate.
No, they didn't say nothing. They were just saying like if someone says something inappropriate
yes,
to you,
but that's
but
where
then,
the mistake.
No, listen.
They should say what's inappropriate.
No,
what's
but they say A. Do you go to HR? B. Do you call a friend? C. They will give you basically like Q&A. You know, choice. And me, you know me. The first thing I'm reading this stuff. I was like, oh, if a guy does a lot, I was like. Well, I'm just going to punch him in the throat. That's it. You know, for me, I don't know. We don't need that child. That's it. You get punched in the face.
But what did they say about the fact? Like,
so, for example, like if there is a meeting, I guess you're not allowed to have a meeting with a man and female just by yourself.
This looks like
something like
the Islamic State. You know, it looks like Saudi Arabia. That's how we're going to end up. You know what? We're going to have men on one side, women on the other. A man and a woman cannot be in the same... No, but seriously, that's
no,
what's
no,
going
no, no,
happen.
No, for sure,
men
for
women,
sure.
They're going to put women in one floor, the men on the other one, so that like this, we don't have
my
sexual
thing was,
harassment.
I feel like...
This is so ridiculous. Like, we're going backwards.
All those, like, different kind of scenario, some of them are real, and yes, you should have a step where there is HR for things and stuff like that. But there are some things for me, it's like, at this point, we don't need HR, you know? It's like, as a person, as a woman, I'm not going to be victimized. But I always learn how to speak and defend myself. And whether we are at work, in the park, or wherever we are, if I feel like you're disrespectful, if I feel like I'm not comfortable, or I feel threatened, it's on.
Yeah.
That's it. And if I cannot fight, I'm going to make sure I have someone who can back me up, who's going to defend me. And first of all, I'm not even going to put myself in a place where I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to tell you something funny. One day I'm at a restaurant with a friend, and one of his artists come through, and she's a young, talented singer, and she's like, oh, you know, I just met these guys on Instagram. Their father used to sing with, I don't know if it's Bob Marley or whatever. They super legit, dope, whatever. The connection is there. We about to go to the studio, blah, blah, blah. And me, I'm listening to the girl. I'm looking at her manager. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. Da, da, da. And I'm looking at them. And inside, I'm boiling. And I'm like, really? So she's literally about to go. And I looked
at... But she was probably very young.
No, she was very young. But so, no, 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 my thing is she was dealing with someone who's not very young.
No, you know? No, no, I
so
agree with you.
The manager should have checked that. And me, my first thing was like, why would you go somewhere in all the way, I don't know where, in the Bronx? You don't know the person. You never met him. You're talking about you guys going to do music in the basement. You didn't invite to come with us. And that's what I was telling the manager, where you have to teach sometimes a younger person to make the right decision. Because right now, anything happen, we're going to be too far to be able to help her. Who's going to be in the studio? If that guy is legit, who's going to be around him? You know, things like that.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. But on that case, I would say if something had happened, she's young and naive, right? Now, if you tell me, like, and you think this way because, you know, we're a certain age now. We've seen things. But I can tell you that I put myself in situations sometimes.
See, I never did.
I was like, oh, my God. What
really?
Did I? Yes. Yeah. It happened to me actually in New York City. We were at the bar, several people. There is some of my friends that said to me, oh, let's go to the club after, right?
Okay,
and
well.
It was a group of people. They were maybe like 10 guys, you know?
All
together. There were 10 guys all together.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, we're going to like some after. Let's go to
some
the club.
Some after.
And
yeah, I mean, typical New York night.
I was 23 years old. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, no problem. Let's go. And so to go there, because we're several people, we go in several different cars.
Different cars,
you know.
Yeah.
And out of this group, there were two guys that I was very familiar with, right?
Okay, that was your first time meeting them, or
No. I knew them a lot, but there were other guys in the group that I didn't know very well, and there were women too, you know. But the women I didn't know very well.
Okay.
And so they're like, "Oh, let's go to the club." Blah, blah. I said, "Okay, yes, let's go." And so there were several cars, and I just thought I'm just getting in one of the car, thinking we are going to the same place. And we
were they were trying to drive somewhere else?
The other
else?
Guy, they went. So, thank God. There were three guys, actually. You know, one of them I didn't knew very well. Two of them I knew very well. They were looking for me, like, where did she go? Because they were the one going to the club. The other one, they weren't.
Oh, so you pretty much went into the wrong car.
Yes, I went into the wrong car.
Ooh. Where are
I
we
see
going?
That they're not following the other car in the front, and I'm like, where are we going? And
but
only
see,
one guy that I'm
you were
very
quick
familiar.
To pick up that thing something was
oh,
wrong.
Oh no, and I knew I was
you
not,
were quick.
I wasn't safe, and they were going to this apartment. And at the time, you know, in New York City, you didn't have Uber, you didn't have all that stuff. You know, I'm 23
so it's like,
years
I'm
old.
Out.
No, I looked at the guy next to me, and I knew he knew. The other guy said that was not the car I wanted to go. I thought we were going
to the whole
to
the same place.
Else.
Oh, can you
and
drop me?
Those guys, they wanted to smoke weed.
Oh.
And, you know, for me, at the time, smoking weed is like,
you're trying to do drugs?
Yes, I, you know. And I'm just so scared. I was so scared, Kezia. And I looked at the guy. I said, please do not let anything happen to me. Just help me to get out of there. He said, don't worry.
I got
and
you.
Those guys had really bad intention. Oh, clearly, they wanted more than whatever.
Than just smoking weed.
Oh, yeah, they thought, you know what? For them, I went in the car.
So that means she wants something, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this girl, and, you know, follow with other girl that they were going to do, like, some whatever thing, some, because we were going to an appointment. And so I didn't manage to get out of the situation. Thank God. But I remember how scared I was. And I'm like, no, I want to leave. I want to leave. No. I want to leave, you know. And some guy was trying. And my friend was like, no. Let's just let her leave, please. You know what? She's not comfortable or whatever. But that could have ended up
in the wrong,
terrible, terrible situation.
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson. So that's why I say sometimes it's just weird thing can happen.
No,
you know?
It can happen. But I feel like. See how quick you picked up how weird the situation was?
Yeah, but I think when you're young, you do so many stupid things, you know? And
yeah.
I'm telling you, that happened to me many times. When you're a teenager, you think everybody's nice. Yeah. And no, that's not what happened. So that's why for me, when I'm saying I'm suspicious, because whatever those ladies are saying, it's a little bit weird, and the age, and I'm like, okay, the story doesn't make sense. Now, I'm not saying that it never happened. Of course it happened. Of course some guys do really bad things. I think there is too many women that now are playing that card.
Big time.
You know, I don't know if they want to be in the limelight, if it's just a trend, if they're looking for attentions.
I don't know if after that you can really sleep at night, because you're literally destroying people for the wrong reason.
Yes.
So
destroying people's life, yeah. Yes, definitely. And I don't know when this is going to stop. Relationship between men and women are going to be more
It's going to be difficult.
We're going to end up with guys that are going to be so scared to talk to women, they're going to feel like, they're going to be scared of being accused of sexual harassment. Because you know what? Right now it's in the workplace, but tomorrow it's going to be in the bar. If a guy approach you and say, oh, I think you're so sexy and I would like to offer you a drink, and be like, oh, sexual harassment.
And then
soon it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And I think in general also, men are just going to lose their confidence, period. You know, they're going to, you know, men like to chase women, and I think they're going to come to a place where they're like, oh, we can't even do that. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want any trouble. Oop, let me just. So they're just going to come to a place where they're just going to, it's just going to, you know, it's not going to work anymore.
I'm very conservative. I like men to be a man, and then I love to be a woman.
I enjoy
a
man trying to,
and I think all that
convince me to, you know, give him my number or something like that. You know what I mean? It's a fun game.
I like when you go somewhere and the guy's like, oh, wow, you look very pretty. And you know what? I saw you across the room and they send you like a nice
glass of wine or something.
Yes, I love this. And even sometimes it can happen at work. I had people that made me understood that they were interested.
Yeah.
But it was just up to me to say, no, okay, I'm interested. I'm not interested. Interior was not.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never really a problem. I've never went to see HR. Say, oh, my God, sexual harassment.
So me too,
I understood they are men. Although, you know what happened? Oh, right. This I could have. Actually, I had a case.
You didn't do it?
No, I didn't do anything. When I was working in real estate, this was weird.
Really?
Yes. I never told you about this.
No, you told me about the time that you asked your coworker if you could go to lunch.
Oh, and yeah, everybody was hitting on him.
Everybody thought that you was hitting on him, and the girl was so just crazy. Like, I was just trying to eat. Like,
I didn't know. I thought that was,
but
it was.
I think that's a culture thing where us, as European and French, for us, asking someone to go to lunch is just, it's nothing.
Because I just started the job there. He was right next to my box, and I kept asking him all these questions. And I thought the right things to do is say, hey, you know, you want to go to lunch?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah. And everybody thought I was hitting on him.
Oh, she's already.
And he told me. And I said, no. I just wanted to have lunch.
That's not what I was trying to do. I was just trying to eat.
But he said everybody in the office would think that. I thought that was crazy. No, but so that was actually in that company that I started having some email. And, you know, I had so many clients trying to hit on me, marrying everything. They would send email. And they were guilty as hell. They said, email, you this, you that, whatever. But I didn't care. You know, I mean, I understand men's psychology. It's okay. As long as either you have to cut it off. Either you let them on or you cut it off. To me,
that's what
just,
I said earlier.
If I'm not interested,
that's
gonna be cut off. Like, sorry. So I started receiving a text message saying, hey, I saw you today. You were beautiful. And
who are you?
That's exactly my question was this, but because I was giving my number to so many people when you work in real estate, that
people to come visit the apartment, yes, so you don't even know who is who.
No, I know. And I said, oh, excuse me, was this? Oh, you will know if you come to dinner tonight. I thought that was
first
I thought, oh, you know, when you have like a mystery admirer, you thought, oh, this is quite cute, right? So,
okay.
I thought it was just a mystery admirer, and I wanted to know who it was, you know. But then it started, you know, texting, and then it started emailing, and I keep refusing his advances. And I said, listen, I don't know who you are, and if you're not telling me who you are, I'm certainly not going to go anywhere or meet you anywhere.
Absolutely,
I need to know who you are. And then he started changing number, and then things started going south, because when I stopped answering, because I was like, okay, after maybe two or three messages, I go give this whatever. I don't know who it is. Probably, I thought it was probably a kid, because I had a lot of college kids that I rented appointment to. So I just thought, this is just a silly kid, you know, trying to play with me anyway. But it got very serious where I started receiving email with a picture of naked girl. I said, is that you?
Whoa.
Yes, and the girl, they looked like me. And I'm like, no. So the guy went on internet to find
someone
women.
That was looking at you? That was looking like you?
Yes, it would look
He was obsessed.
Would take
like
look-alike
some
women.
Oh, he.
And in like in skimpy outfit, like maybe topless with things on naked.
He was basically
picture.
fantasizing about you in those outfits.
I don't know, but it's that, and it's like, is that true? I'm like, no,
that is
like,
not me.
No, that's not me. That I remember saying, no, that's not me, you know? And I'm like, I don't know what you're looking for, but you're not going to find anything
I was like
that.
And first of all, why would you be out there looking pictures of me on
the
internet?
Crazy. And that was somebody that worked with me because...
Oh, that was one of your co-workers?
I don't know who it was, but there is something one morning, you know, every morning at 9 o'clock, we have this like...
The
you know,
team meeting?
Yes. And... that morning, I remember we had the team meeting. I just stepped out and ding, ding, ding. And I was like, oh, you look beautiful this morning.
Oh, so he like, saw you?
Yes. So
from
like,
the,
okay,
yeah.
That's somebody.
That works with me.
Yes. But so now the things, the crazy things started where, so he keeps sending me this picture and delete, the blocked, whatever, from different email. And like, it's not me. It's not. It's just not me. The guy is crazy. So you know what he did? He went to, so we. I had my picture on the website of the company, you know, when they, you remember when they...
Don't tell me he went and cut off your head
yes,
and put
he
it in
cut
the...
Yes, cut off
oh,
my
see,
head.
It that's, was some psycho, that's some psycho business right there. That's it. We got it.
He put it on the girl and he sent that to me and I'm like...
No, we're getting into a fight. I'm telling you, we're getting into a fight.
You can tell. So I could have go...
Set your perv.
HR and everything. I don't want to even go there. I'm like... I don't know.
Who does that? Who raised you?
I don't know. Some crazy person. I don't know.
You remember, this, I'm actually laughing because you remember when I sent you those text messages that I was receiving from some dude, I don't know where, in, I don't know if he was in Angola, whatever the country was. And the guy.
And you didn't know who it was either. Right?
I didn't know who he was. And he was just like, Kez, you're going to be my wife's whatever. And then he was saying something like, oh, my blood is going to mix your blood, something. And I was like, I don't know who you are, but just so you know, I'm blocking you. Don't text me. I don't care who you are. I'm not interesting. You sound crazy. And that's it. And then because at the beginning, I kind of wanted to know who that was. So I was like, I'm not sure who you are. He was like, yes, don't act like he's like, oh, you can't. Basically, he was just like, Kez, don't you act like you don't know me. No, I don't know you. I'm like, tell me your name. Like, where do we meet? So at some point, I thought that maybe through a network of friends, we met or something like that. So I was asking literally legit question, like, where do we meet? In New York at an event? Like, I really don't know who you are.
And you meet a lot of people.
And we meet a lot of people, magazine, you know. Yeah. And so, and he's just telling me those weird things like, yeah, I've been seeing you, whatever, whatever. And me, you know me, I'm short tempered. So I was like, you know what? F this. I don't care what you're saying. I don't care who you are. Clearly, you don't want to tell me. Well, and I just blocked his number and never heard from him. Like, yeah. For me, it was just like, I'm not going to entertain something like this.
Yeah.
Like, this is some BS.
Yeah, some people are just crazy. I mean, you know, you never know what can happen.
And that's the thing. I was like, you sound crazy, and I don't even want any kind of trouble, so I'm just going to block you. That's going to be the end of the story. Just because, you know, you don't sound like your mind is right.
Yeah.
So, no.
No, but in that company, there were so many crazy things going on. I told you my manager was hired by the big boss, and one of the big boss, like the director, and they previously had a relationship, a sexual relationship.
Tricky.
No, but, and the guy was married, but he gave her the job. So now she's the new boss. I mean, she was our manager.
Yeah.
And somehow, I don't remember, they got into a fight. They were not together anymore. Oh, we knew they were together from the interaction they were having, obviously. And she didn't hide it. She kind of like let it not to look. Oh, yeah, I'm having sex with this guy. Some stuff that she wanted to implement at work, he wasn't going along with it. So they started having arguments.
Oh, so
And the way she was talking to him was terrible. And people in front of his office will see how inappropriate actually she was towards him.
Yeah.
Telling him, like, you mother F, are you going to see what I'm going to do? I want to do this. Why do you want to do that? And throwing stuff at him. So people
so basically
like,
people knew that there was basically, you know.
Yeah. There were something that happened before, but apparently it was not because she was also telling all these things that she was having sex with so many people outside of work. I don't look, just the fact that we knew about this, we shouldn't even know about this, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, that's what she was saying. So they started arguing a lot. And I think he told her like something like, just go get laid, you know, because you're so annoying. And now, but listen to this. Now, because he wasn't playing along with whatever she wanted to do at
work. She got fired?
No, she went to HR and said that he sexually harassed him. And we all knew it wasn't true, you know.
Oh, yes, so she went and played a victim.
Yes. And it went so crazy from there. So what happened? I'm not going to tell you the whole story because I don't want people to get upset because I'm telling that story. However, the company had an emergency meeting and they gave him money. They gave him money to leave. And so that
settlement.
She wouldn't sue. Because obviously they were a relationship.
Something happened. Okay.
However, it was absolutely not sexual harassment. If I put it something, that was probably the contrary. You know, she was the one abusing him.
Yeah.
But she had the upper end because she was a woman.
So.
And I don't think it's right. And the guy also did get fired. Not right away because he didn't want people to know about this.
But then they end up probably letting him go at some point.
Yeah, 2 months later, he was gone as well.
That's wrong.
Thank God, you know, they didn't, it didn't become public because this is a big, big company. Big.
That would have been a hot mess.
Well, he would have probably lost his wife. Although he's kind of guilty of that too. He shouldn't, you know, mess around, right? But he's just this type of man. You can clearly see he was just this type of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he would have lost his job and everything. And he had kids. I don't know. I mean, not everybody is perfect. And clearly he was not, but he didn't deserve that too. You know, he didn't deserve saying that. And she played along. That's how she got the job. And now... now you want to make him lose his job and get some money by saying that...
He did something to you, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was terrible, and I don't know. I was really upset about it.
Like I said earlier, when someone decides to make that kind of decision, it's think about the consequences. Like the chef who's basically committed suicide, it's like, make sure you know what's coming after that. You know what I mean? Like...
And that's how lives get destroyed. And I think we should do something about that to prevent this type of behavior.
First of all,
I'm all for women to come forward, but we also should protect men from, you know, I think it's predatory behavior.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible.
Like I said, both hands. If you put someone in a place and you lie, you need to pay for it, you know. And also, if you do something, and I think that's what I was saying to you earlier, sometimes I feel like, whether it's man or woman, you put yourself in a situation and all of a sudden you regret, so you're not even assuming what you're doing, and you transform that into being a victim or whatever. So it's like, if you make a decision, you gotta
take accountability, right?
Be accountable of what you, especially as an adult, you have to be accountable. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm just going to destroy someone's life and I'm going to act like I'm not the problem, you know? We need to figure out, for me, it's like, and like you said, it's important for women to come forward. It's important for people to pay, go to jail, anything. If you're guilty, if you did it, you have to face the consequences. But I think now we need to find the balance because the thing is going too crazy.
Yeah.
The thing is going too much. Every morning you wake up, sexual harassment.
Yeah.
He touched my shoulder. He did this. No, but literally, like
we had a meeting. He put his hand on my pants.
First of
all,
how you in the meeting? And like I said, I don't know. Did you even came to the meeting with panties at some point? It's how much of a trouble at least to do that, you know? So. We need to find the balance because for me, it's just, it's too much, you know, and too much of something, it's never good. And at some point when it's going to backfire the wrong way and woman or whoever face real situation is not going to be able to have the help or ask for the help the right way, then we're going to look crazy.
We're not going to believe them,
You know, so.
But so that, I guess that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
And
but, you know,
guys, we would love to have your feedback.
Agree to disagree.
Yes. I'm sure a lot of people are going to disagree.
A lot of people might.
Like, you should be supporting women.
We are supporting women, but I think, you know what? You want me to tell you something? I think the problem is people don't necessarily like to hear the truth, and sometimes yes. the truth is not cute. Sometimes the truth is ugly, and we have to be fair. And people, I think,
yes.
they forgot to be fair. You know what I mean? I'm all for woman empowerment. I'm all for woman being free to do whatever you want, sexually wise, and everything. And same thing, men, you need to know your place. You need to respect your boundaries. If someone say no, it's no. And she doesn't have to repeat that 500 times. If a woman say no, that's it. It's no. You have to be able to understand that, you know? And I know some men doesn't like or doesn't handle rejection well. But at the end of the day, we need to find that balance because this is going too much. But like Nadia was saying, agree to disagree. If you don't agree or if you agree, if you have your own story, you can drop a comment below. You can follow us if you like it.
Yes. We're you very can subscribe. Open for debate. We love debate.
We're friends, so we like a good debate. And, you know, we're here to just, you know, make the conversation and make sure we understand everything. And if we said something that maybe touched you or you felt that was inappropriate,
Bended.
Please let us know so we can rectify it and also learn from, you know, this conversation and our mistake and our opinion and, you know,
I mean, you know, I'm open to change my mind if you
Absolutely.
Can, you know, prove me
wrong.
Prove me wrong. I have no problem with that. And this is really a conversation. We just wanted to give our opinion because
yes.
I think it was our opinion were so different from the mainstream media. And even sometimes me and Kizzy are you know, when we were talking, we wouldn't agree on certain stuff, you
yeah.
know. But guys, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. It does help us a lot. And that's what keeps this channel going.
Yeah.
So please
don't
forget
to like,
for this, you know?
Comment.
Nobody pay us to give our opinion.
We do it for free.
I don't know after that video if we're going to have any sponsors. They're going to be like, what? You're not supporting women?
You we know? Do support women. That's,
yes.
you know, we do support women. It's like people who know
but
us.
But we don't agree on abusing men and, you know, this way. And even if men have done it before, with like some women said, oh, but men have done it before, you know, they use their power to get what they wanted. Yeah, but don't do that back, you know, because now we're just like, it's like a reversal or something.
Yeah.
But that's not right either, you know.
It is not. It is not.
So that's pretty much it.
Until
guys,
the next coffee.
Thank you
I mean,
for listening.
We're supposed to
us.
Drink coffee, but tonight we decided to have wine. So.
No, but it's wine with coffee, no?
Can we do that?
It's red with sugar. It's not black with sugar. It's red with sugar.
It's red with sugar.
Right?
Anyway.
All
well.
Right, guys. And we will see you next week. Please do not forget to like this video and comment below. We want to hear from you.
And subscribe.
And hear our new song.
That's the vibe right there.
That's right.
Black with sugar.
Black with sugar.